The U.S. Senate has handed a major victory to business groups opposed to government regulation. Senators voted last night to roll back a major new rule issued in the last weeks of the Clinton administration. It was designed to protect workers from repetitive stress injuries such as back ailments and carpal tunnel syndrome. Business groups have argued that this ergonomic standard is too broad and will cost them too much money. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The Senate used a law passed in 1996 that allows Congress to swiftly undo regulations it dislikes. Hearings aren't required, debate is limited, and filibusters aren't allowed. Oklahoma Senator Don Nichols led the charge in the Senate. He says the ergonomic rule's impractical because it tries to limit what workers can do and how often they can do it.
Tell that to a bottler who's trying to fill the Coke machines. Tell that to a grocery store that's trying to keep the stocks filled on a daily basis. Tell that to somebody that has a trucking company and they're moving a lot of different things. Somebody would say, whoa, you have to stop. Whoa, we need to hire twice as many people. Whoa, you can't do that. Whoa, you're out of business.
Business groups say getting rid of this regulation is a top priority. Jennifer Kress is director of employment policy at the National Association of Manufacturers. She says employers especially dislike the provision that would let injured workers take up to 3 months off and still collect 90% of their pay. And Kress says the rule simply isn't needed.
Manufacturers, by and large, are doing the right thing, and they are protecting their employees in the best way that they know how based upon the information that they have.
But some workers, like cashier Caroline Shabora, say some employers have failed to make even small changes that could prevent crippling ailments and save a lot of money. For a long time, Shabora says, her cash register was too high and she was struggling to reach the pennies. She told supervisors it was hurting her hand.
And what I found out, if I moved the pennies over to the left side, which was an empty space, I could handle it. Each time I did that, they would tell me, no, you have to go ahead and put the pennies back over there.
Shabora developed carpal tunnel syndrome and underwent 3 surgeries. Each time, she was out of work for 6 months. OSHA says injuries from repetitive stress, so-called musculoskeletal disorders, are now the biggest health and safety problem in the American workplace and account for 1 out of every $3 U.S. employers spend on workers' compensation. AFL-CIO Safety and Health Director Peg Seminario says the ergonomic standard is a reasonable solution because it kicks in only when someone's been hurt.
So it requires 2 things, a workplace injury and exposure to significant hazards before any action is required. The bottom line is the Chamber of Commerce, the National Association of Manufacturers, they don't want any ergonomics rule, period.
The resolution to overturn the ergonomics regulation goes next to the House. If it passes, President Bush says he'll sign it. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.